chutzpah. Somebody stole my silver becher.
All right, turn over. I said Reshlusa wants to get even. They always get it in service. So Reshlusa made up a story now that somebody stole my silver becher. Rashi says, "Shayroi knows the kark pasudri, but Reish knows the gbau." Because they saw that Reshlusa put something in his pocket, so they wanted to be able to check it out what it was. So they gave out an announcement in the house: the silver becher was just stolen, and we have to check everybody to see who took it. So Bahadu the Kamaini, when they went to check out Reshlusa, the Yaisi asked who the kruche pasudri. So Reshlusa had something wrapped up in his pocket. He thought they want to come to give me problems here. So he said, listen, he didn't eat. You see, he put the food in his pocket. He made believe he ate. And what did he do with the food? Not that he ate it, but he put it in his pocket. So he gave him a shesh of sorus. So he said, "Koboy, what's it? Omad lemechel koboy elatzan." He didn't eat. He's going to make him problems here. Omalu no. Rashi said back, "No, I'm not mechelach. I ate taka. For time and day time the chiyura, and I tasted something. The chiyura Rashi bosa balashchin, and I tasted the meat that there was boils on this meat. That's why I didn't want to eat it. Amrulei chiyura leyavdilon. We don't have such meat that has boils on it. Hidna today." Omalu, he said, "No, vodka b'duchtayin, go check out all your meat." The Omer of Chizda, uchma b'chiyuta, b'chiyuta b'yuchma, said, "This white and black and white spot, and white spots is lakusa, that's the simon, there are boils in the meat." Vodka ashkechua, they checked out the nitra, and as I found out, the animals had taka, this black and white spots, so Asheshus was right, that there was boils on the animal, that's why they didn't want to eat it. He called nothing when Asheshus was about to leave the house, Baruch Hashem, korale bira, they dug a hole there, for Shadr Beit Sifton, they put a mat inside the hole. Rashi Kdei Shalom Yovin Moishchai. Yeah. Ila, so, Shadr Beit Sifton Elevei. Very good. So what they did, he was about to leave. So outside the door, they dug a hole there, and they put a mat on top of the hole, so you can't tell there's a hole there. So when you walk over the mat, whoops, you go flying in. So I told the Sheshes, come out, okay, you can go now. So they want the Sheshes to fall into that hole. So Nachur, from the back there, gave like a whistle, gave a signal. Nachur, because he coughed. So Mela now Sheshes saw something dangerous here. So Amalel Yenukra, Sheshes told the kid that was next to him, Suklip Sakecha, tell me a pasuk that you just learned. Omalei said, the pasuk is like this. Turn to your right or to your left. That was the pasuk he said. Omalei l'shmaya. So now Rosh Hashanah said to the Shamash, that the one that was walking with him, Rosh Hashanah was come out almost blind. He couldn't see by himself. What do you see? Omalei tefisa. I see a mat here. The Shabbos that's thrown in front of us. Omalei. Let's get away from this mat. It's a dangerous mat here. Let's not walk here. So Kirtz Rosh Hashanah walked on the side and made it. The boss is enough after we went out. Omalei Rav Chizda. Minohav Yodimar. How did you know, Taka, not to fall into this pit? Omalei Chada, first of all, the Nochalimar. You yourself signaled to me, so I knew from that that something's dangerous. For Yod, the possibly Yenuka Psuka, that there was this Tinnik who told me this Postik to go to your right or to your left. For Yod, the Chashidi Avdi Dleimali. Also, I know that there are Vodim here, there's the slaves here. The Reshkulus are bad people, so I have to watch out for them. David Moore brings down a posik in Kellis. The posik says like this: V'yosiso, v'yosisili, shorim v'shorois, v'sanugos pnei yodom, shido v'shidois. That's what the posik says. So Moore dashes, what does this mean? Shorim v'shorois elu mine zemer. These are type of instruments that make music. V'sanugos pnei yodom elu brechos machzois. Means make people happy. These are pools that they washed himself with in. And the other apostolic of Shido Vishidois, Sahokit Tarim Gimoy. Here in Babel they said chapters like this. Shido Vishidosan. That means male and female demons. That's what it means, like Shadim. Shadim means here. The Marov and Eretz Yisrael Amr, they said Shitsa. Eretz Yisrael, they said it means Shitsa means, Rashi says, Shida Golum Akevas Noshim Vasarim. Means a carriage that the ladies ride in.
Then the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechon Yechonin said, Yishinou, Sholosh Meyois Minei Sheidim Hayu B'Shichin. There are 300 different types of demons in this place called Shichin. But the Shida Atzma in Yodeya Mahi. For I do not know Shida, I do not know what it is, like what type of a shade it is. That I do not know. Trashi Madam Musa Mativa of Yeshermim Shida Atzma Rosh Kulam. That's the head of them. I don't know what it is. So Omar Mar, what's like this? We just learned that Hocha Tagimo Shida Vashidosan. Here in Bova we tied up Shana's Posik is the male and female of the Shadim. Shida Vashidosan Lamai, Lamai Boile, what do we need it for? In other words, like this candle, like for what purpose does Shleimelech talk about these two demons? What's the difference about this Shida Vashidosan? So more instance, the Chsiv, because of the Posik in Melachim, it says like this. For Habayis Bevenoisei Evin Shleimel Masav Nivna. So when you build the bias, it has to be done out of complete stones. In other words, you can't use metal to break, to crack the stones. So Amulul Rabbonin, Heichi Yavit, Sayyest Rabbonin, asked them, how can we build them? Like, if you can't use iron to crack the stones, to make the stones the right size, how can we build? So they answered back and said, Iko Shamira. There's this little worm called the Shamira that Moshe Rabbeinu used in the Mishkan to break the stones. The Icy Moshe Liavni Eifed. That Moshe Rabbeinu brought to use for the stones of the Ephod. Omulu hechi ishtakach, good, so the Yishkleinu Melech, like, where can we find it? Where can we find the Shomer to use to make the stones? Omrulei, so they said, I see Shida v'shidosin. Go bring me these two demons, like the male and female demons, Kavshinu Adodi, tie them together, Efshadiyadi, maybe like they themselves know where this Shimer is. Like, if you tie them together, maybe he'll tell you. So that's what happened with Magul Lecho. And he'll tell you where it is. So that's what they did. I see Shida v'Shidosan. They brought a male and female shade. Kav Shinu Adod. They tied them together. Amri. But the Shadim said, Anan lo yadinan. We do not know where the Shomer is. Dilma Ashmidoi Malko the Shadi Yoda. But maybe at Ashmidoi, he's the king of the Shadim. Maybe he knows where this Shomer is. Is Amalu Heichi Yisnayim? So they asked the Shadim, very good. But where do we find this Ashmadoi? Where do we find the king of the demons? Is Amrule, they said, Isa Betura Plan. He's in a mountain. He's in such and such a mountain. And Kriyale Bira, he has like a, he has a ditch over there, he has a pit there. Omalule Maya, and Yishno, he fills it with water. Omichse Betinra, and he covers it up with a stone. And it has a seal, it has its own seal on top of the stone. And the chol yom, every single day, solok rukiyah, this Ashmadoi goes up to Shemayim, goes up to rukiyah, the goma and mistifted rukiyah. And he learns from the yeshiva and mistifted rukiyah. The nochas liyar, then he comes down to this world, the goma and mistifted liyar, and he learns from the yeshiva over here. The osi sayalei legush fankiyah. Then he goes and checks over his seal, like before he goes to drink from this water to make sure nobody came to uncover it. So he checks out his seal to make sure it's still untouched. O Magdile, then he uncovers the stone. Vishosi, and he drinks from the water. O Mechasle, again he covers up the water with the stone again. Vichosumle, and he puts the seal on it again. Viozel, and then he goes away, like the Tashmadoi, he goes away. Zemora says, Shadre le Benaya ben Yoda. So I said, Shlomo Melech sent to Benaya ben Yoda that Yoyev le shol shilta, he should give me a chains. In other words, it's like Shlomo Melech sent to Benaya ben Yoda, and Yoyev le shol shilta, he gave him a chain, the chokek ole shame, that Hashem's name was written on it. The asko, he gave him then like a ring, or the chokek ole shame also has Hashem's name written on it. The Gobave the Yarmer gave him a bunch of wool. The Zika the Chamna gave him barrels of wine. Also, so Ben Yoda went to the place where this boar of Ashmadoi was. Now, Kora Biro Mitusoi. He dug a hole on the bottom of the mountain. Ushafino Lamaya. So, therefore, like underneath the boar of Ashmadoi, and therefore the water came out of his boar and went down to the bottom boar, to the bottom ditch. The Shafino Lamaya, he emptied out the water. And then he clogged up the hole, like he clogged it up then with his wool that he brought along. So the kids say he emptied out the water from Ashmedoi's bore without touching the seal. Then the Korah Birumiloi, he dug another hole on top of his hole, the Shavchinu Lechamru, and he poured in it his wine, the Taminu, and it went into the bore of Ashmedoi. Then Solik Yosef Bilona. Ben Yoyada went and sat on top of a tree. Kiyosa, and then he saw that Ashmedoi came down to his bor, to his ditch. Sairo Lagish Fakonka, he checked out the seal. Kalaya, then he saw it was untouched, so he uncovered the stone. Aspiche Chamra, and now when he looked inside his bor, he saw there was no water there, but instead it was wine. Omer, he said like this, Ksir, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Leitza Yayin Haimiya, Sheikha. Here, the Pasuk says, Leitza Yayin Haime Sheikha, V'choshay Geboi Lo Yechkom. Like, if you drink wine, it won't make you smart. It's like it's no good to drink too much wine. Ksir, another Pasuk says, Nus V'yayin, V'siva Shikach Leiv, Lo Ishti. So therefore he says, no good to drink like wine, so he didn't want to drink the wine. But Kitzachi, later he got very thirsty, Ashmedoi. Le'sagli, he couldn't go without drinking. So Ishti, he drank this wine, Rova V'gona. He like got shikalike and he fell asleep. Now Nochis, now Yoyoda went down. Also Shodebe Shoshuta, he threw upon him the chains that he had. Sosme, and like he locked him up with the chains. Like he fastened up the chains. Kiyisuso, when Ashmedoi woke up, having called Mifrazol, he was like fighting himself to try and free himself. Omalei, so Yodi said to him, Shno, Shmo demorach aloch, like Hashem's name is upon you. Be careful, Hashem's name is on these chains. Be careful, don't go to break the chains. So the kids say, Yoda captured Ashmedoi, and they wanted to go bring him now to Shlomo Melech. Kinokadle, when he took him, Viyosi, he was walking with him like. Mota Dikla, when he met up with a palm tree, Chofbe, he rubbed himself against this Ashmedoi, that's the king of the demons, Shadin, it fell down. Mot Lebeisa came near a house, Shadin, it fell down. Mota Gabikuba, the Amlasa, he went near a little tent that belonged to an Amono, so Nofik, the Amono went out. So the kids of the Amono came outside. So Ashmedoi saw this, and where it says, Ichanan Olei,